The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families.
From the sixth verse of the second psalm come these words: I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. The title of the devotion is Not My King. Americans tend to not like kings. We got rid of the last one in 1776 and haven't gone looking for another. We like to have a say in how we're going to be ruled. A ruling power that is of the people, by the people, and for the people is our government of choice. But even that doesn't completely satisfy us. We want those who rule over us to do so in a way that we agree with. Otherwise, we might object and protest. What it comes down to is that we want things to go our way. We want to be our own king over our own lives. We tend to rebel if that is not happening. We have rebelled at times against parents and teachers. We rebel inwardly against superiors who give orders we consider foolish. Some rebel against a newly elected president. But worst of all is a human rebellion against the holy God. If there is a choice, sinful human nature will pick a disastrous ruler over the loving God every time. Chilling words of Israelites still echo in our minds. When asked about the role of Jesus of Nazareth in their life, they shouted back to Pontius Pilate, "We have no king but Caesar." What a shame. When Pilate had asked if he were a king, Jesus replied, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." John 18:37. Rejection of Jesus as king does not remove him from power. It does not relieve him of command. It does not free us from his control. What it does accomplish is the loss of his saving grace. We end up as his enemies instead of his friends, rebels instead of faithful. Many is the number of people who have chosen to reject him as Lord, Savior, and King. Many are the powerful and popular among that number. It makes no difference. The psalmist reports, "The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them." Psalm 2, verse 4. The total force of the outrage of the human race against the Almighty God is less of a threat to him than an angry ant would be to us. The psalmist continues, "Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill." Those are words that cause his followers to cheer. Their hope is certain. Their future is secure. They know what this means for their individual lives. The kingdom of the Son of God lasts forever and ever. It is not an elected office. It is as eternal as the Godhead itself is. He takes care of his own. He elevates them to positions of power and glory. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Psalm 2, verse 12. No wonder we delight to point to him as my Lord and my God, and to tell the world, he is the King of glory. He is my King. We pray in the words of the hymn, O Jesus, King of glory, both David's Lord and Son, your rule endures forever. In heaven is your throne. Help that in earth's dominions, from pole to farthest pole, your reign may spread salvation to each benighted soul. Amen. That's from hymn 94 in Christian Worship.
This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.